God is so good. I tell you, God is so good. You know, I never thought that when I turned 50, I would get sick. You know, you think you can, you're young and nothing, you know, you get sick from time to time, but you never think that one day you'll be healthy and the next day you're just starting downhill and next thing you know, you're in a hospital. You just don't think that way, you know, when you're 50. I'm still young, you know. You know, but life throws you a curveball every now and then, doesn't it? You know? But one thing I have to realize and have to remember, I've got a God that I serve that can work miracles. He can heal. He can deliver. He delivered me from my sin. He sanctified my soul. And why would I not believe that He could not heal me in the same way? And I want to thank everybody for your prayers and for your visitations and your cards. I got cards from little kids to young people mean a lot to me. And I know some of you that came to visit me, I appreciate that so much. I know some of you that didn't, and I understand why. You know, there's a lot. You don't want to, if you want to get sick, go to the hospital. Or if you get sick, go to the hospital. I mean, it's kind of, you know, one or the other. But, you know, I appreciate all of that. And, you know, my time, you know, I didn't understand it. I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm not working. You know, I've been off work for a month. So, you know, I got to feed my family. I mean, those are legitimate questions to ask, aren't they? You know, and I'm thinking about all this stuff, and I'm trying to keep positive attitude. You know, I'm trying to say, well, I know God's there's something going on here, Lord. Because I know that all things work for the good of God. And when we think of all things, that means good and bad. So the things that we look as being bad, God always makes good out of them. And so as my time was in, I tell you, God put good nurses in my path. I mean, every one of them, I wish I could name them all by name. I know most of them. But the doctors, Lee and I went to see the kidney specialist. And she said, you know, and she filled my head full of all, me and her both. I was sitting there overwhelmed with all this stuff she's telling me about how bad it could be. But she said, you know, I don't want you to overthink this. Because, I mean, it was not really, you know, she said, if, you know, you've got the best. Because if I've got a kid, I've got what's called nephrotic syndrome. And it's caused by blood vessels that have are inflamed. It's a tip lesion on my kidneys. Which, for a kidney issue, that's actually one of the most curable. So she said, you know, most people respond to the medication. She goes through all this stuff. If the medication don't work, then we go to do this. And then it's chemotherapy. And then it's all this other stuff. And I'm like, whoa. I don't want to hear all this. She said, don't overthink it. Just pray. Amen. And I was like, I can't believe this doctor just told me this. And just reaffirming, God reaffirming to me that He's got this. He's going to take care of me. It's so, you know, but I go home. I get out of the hospital and I go home. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to, you know, taking new medications is not fun. Because, you know, I know there's a lot of people here that know what I'm talking about. There's some people, there's some here that's got worse issues than I've got, you know. Cancer and kidney issues and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I know friends of mine. And the Alto Church just lost a dear brother of theirs this week. Tom Ellis passed away this week. Tom was, what, 60? 57 years old. Just a good family member of the church. Worked hard in the church. But things like that happen, don't they? So I'm home taking this medication. I don't want, this is not sympathy. I don't want this for sympathy because God put this on my heart. Because I got to tell you what He said to me. And anyway, you know, I can't sleep very good at night because I'm on high doses of steroids, because that's supposed to be one of the treatments for it. So I'm laying on the couch and I'm praying, dozing off and on and off and on, and I'm laying there praying. And I'm going through a Job moment. I'm saying, God, you know, what can I do here? You know, I'm not working. I can't, you know, I need to be working, feeding my family. I need to be, you know, I wanted to be at the block party. I couldn't be there. I'm the one that, you know, kind of started the whole thing. Then I couldn't be there. And then I wanted to be with my young people. I say young people, my friends. I love those guys. I wanted to be there with them at the spaghetti dinner, you know. And I'm laying there and I'm thinking about all this stuff, and I say, you know, what am I supposed to do? I can't do nothing here. I mean, I'm not doing anything. And I heard something. And just as clear as a bell, it said, Jesus said, that's it. It said, Jesus said, there was nothing after it, nothing before it. I just heard those words, Jesus said. I was like, Jesus said. So I prayed a little longer, and I just kept thinking about that. The whole next day, it just kept going through my mind, Jesus said. And so I thought, well, God, you must have something for this, so I'm going to look it up. And so I opened up my Bible. One of the first scriptures I came to was Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. If you've got your Bibles, if you want to turn with me, we got it. Vern is so good about getting stuff put up. And verse 24 says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, Then Jesus said, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and then He will reward each person according to what they have done. Whoa, what's all this mean, God? So then I was directed to another verse in John chapter 8, verse 12. It said, When Jesus spoke again to the people, in other words, Jesus said, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Starting to get a little humbled. I was going through my Job moment. You know, one thing about the Job moment is after all that Job went through, he was having that discussion with God, and he was, you know, kind of saying, God, why'd you put me through all that? And God said, well, really ain't none of your business what I do. That's really what he told him. I was like, okay, can't argue with God. So then it drew me to the verse in James chapter 5, verse 7. It says, Be patient. Then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming, see how the farmer waits for the land to yield its vulnerable crop. Patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains, you too be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. And then I just looked over on the next page, and in James 4, 13, it says, Now listen. There's God saying, God said. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow you will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money, why you do not even know what will happen to you tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13. And in verse 14. And this is what really got me. He said, for here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for that city that is to come. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. You know, the whole time I was laying there thinking, what am I supposed to do, God? I can't do anything. I can't be productive laying here. What am I supposed to do for you? And the whole time He's saying to me, He's saying, look, this ain't about you. This ain't about you. It's about what's going, you know, it's what my will is. And I need to remind you sometimes that, you know what? I can use you in so many ways. And you need to use every day of your life to serve me. You need to use every day of your life to follow me, because that's what He said. And I thought, you know, I can't do that here. I can't do that laying here. Can I? And then He brought me to this scripture right here in John 11:40. And this is right after He raises Lazarus from the dead. He said, then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? I believe God's healing me right now. I believe God's healing me right now. I believe that. Why? Because it's what He said. The thing is sometimes we look at healing as being something immediate or something long lived. But we just read that life is just a mist, it's just a vapor. And sometimes we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And I guess the reason I'm saying all this is because what did He say? He says so much. Jesus said, go into all the world. He said that. He said, go, make disciples. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, follow my commands. That's what Jesus said. It's what we should be doing. Amen? Amen? Jesus said, believe in me and you'll have everlasting life. That's what Jesus said. And I'm laying there thinking, wow, those words just kept ringing. Jesus said. He gave me a promise of heaven. He gave me a promise that this life is short, but the city on the hill that I'm looking for is heaven. And I don't need to worry about this place anymore. I just need to live my life day by day, no matter what it is, whether I'm sick laying on the couch, or whether I'm at Walmart, whether I'm at work, whether I'm wherever in this world, I need to be serving Him every day to the best of my ability, doing what He told me to do, because that's what Jesus said. Amen? Amen? Come on now. It's not about being sick. That's not comfortable. That's not fun. But Paul said to die is my gain. Because if I die today, I'm not going to worry about it anymore. If I die today, I'm not worrying about it anymore, because tomorrow I know I'll be looking at Jesus. That's the hope that we have. And it reminded me those words Jesus said. He said, you got to quit worrying about all this stuff. I'll take care of you. Because that's what he said, right? I'll take care of you. Don't the birds? They got all they need, right? May not be exactly steak. I can't eat steak. Doctor told me I can't have red meat, no bacon. That liked to kill me. Just take me home now, because I can't have bacon. I mean, that's horrible, isn't it? My body's in shock from eating so many vegetables. And I like vegetables, but every day, three meals a day, whew. Jesus said all these things, and I started going through the scriptures, and even from the Old Testament, from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, you find, and Jesus said, or the Lord said. We find all these things, and it's just a reminder to me. He says, you got to quit being down in the dumps about this stuff. Just get out there and do what I said, and I'll take care of you. I'll heal you because I said I would. I'll take care of you because I said I would. I'll feed you because I said I would. Amen? I'll keep you safe because I said I would. No more pity. Amen? God is good. I feel better right now than I have. I'm telling you. I feel better right now than I have. Maybe it's just the Holy Spirit got me filled up right now. But God is good. All the time, God is good. You know why? Because He said it, right? Matthew 22. I ain't going to preach too long tonight. Had a big day today. Matthew 22, it's right there. Here again, Matthew 22, verse 8 says, then he said to his servants, now come on, listen to this, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. And here's what he said, so go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. Sometimes we don't want the bad, do we? We want all the good, but we don't want the bad. But he said, go get them all and bring them in. That's what we do, because that's what Jesus said. Amen. And one of the most, I'd say this is, if we look at John chapter 19, verse 30. This is the I said that said it all. And it said, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. What's finished? I'm going to leave that with you tonight. What's finished? What's he said to you? What's he saying to you tonight? Because each and every one of us, Jesus is saying something to you. Think about that tonight. It's finished. What he said is true. What he said is real. And I have to believe every word of it and live every word of it. Amen? Amen. I just praise his holy name tonight. I thank you for coming. There was a reason why you came tonight. Brother In-law was going to be, he's going to be here next Sunday night. But he just showed up tonight. There's a reason. Amen. Thank you, Tammy and Paul, for coming and singing. I know Paul didn't sing. You won't get Paul to sing too much. Thank you, Jesse and Abby, for that song. But God loves each and every one of us. Because that's what He said. I could just keep going, couldn't I? Isn't that wonderful? Those words just keep ringing in my head. And He's going to keep ringing those in my head until I'm dancing. I'm telling you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for Your Word. I thank You for Your love and Your mercy and Your grace. I thank You for keeping me. Not only keeping me physically through these years, but now You're keeping me mentally. Lord, and I know that You're healing me. You're going to heal others in this church. Lord, I believe that with all my heart because I know it because it's written in Your Scripture, because You said You would. And Lord, if it means that tomorrow is my last day on this earth or tonight, I'm still going to live for You the next 24 hours to the best of my ability. And that just means that if I go tomorrow, I'm just going to be looking at You face to face and it won't matter anymore. Because when You come in Your glory, when I see You in heaven, there's going to be no more pain. There's going to be no more sorrow. There's going to be no more death. That's the great hope that You've given us. Lord, let us leave here knowing and understanding what You said. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.